frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will stand for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Sand in your face and pours all your suntan lotion into your lemonade and takes your girl and also takes your place.
Don't hit him with a bottle.
What should I do?
Give him a flower. Give him a flower. Give him a flower. Give him a flower.
When you're driving on the M1 in your 1924 without tax or MOT or any brakes, and you're banned from driving late and you reverse into a truck, and the driver is the same 8-stone bully who kicks sand in your face in the last verse.
Give him a flower.
Violets, buttercups, tulips, love in a mist.
Nettles.
Fuchsias, michaelmas, daisies, dahlias, bluebells.
Vesuvian flytrap.
Cowslips, dandelions, forget-me-nots.
Poison ivy petals.
Give him a flower. Give him a flower. Give him a flower.
With a bicycle chain.
No, no, give him a flower.
I think you really want to give me an old boot, eh?
Give him a flower.
I throw bricks at him, eh?
No.
I'm pushing
no.
Downstairs.
No, give him a flower.
Giving the flowers there was Arthur Brown with a single from 1967 that was new to me, and it was titled Give Him a Flower and not Give Him Up Love, which was what I heard. Must get my ears syringed. And I'll stay with Mr. Brown, but 5 years later, from the KC album. Two tracks. First, Time Captives, and not as I originally thought, Time Captains. And that's followed by Gypsy.
Thank you.
Next, three songs from Dagmar Krauss, who I previously had only heard with Kevin Coyne on his album Babel. First, Song of a German Mother, then Sue via Johnny, and finally, It's Been Night in Here for Years.
My son, I gave you the jackboots, and the brown shirt came from me. But had I known what I now know, I'd have hung myself, I'd have hung myself from a tree. And when I saw your arm, son, raised high in a Hitler salute, I didn't know.
At me, you didn't want.
want love, Johnny. You wanted cash, Johnny. But I only saw, Johnny, your lips. You wanted it all, Johnny. I gave you more, Johnny. Take that damn pipe out of your mouth, you rat. Surabaya, Johnny. No one's meaner than you. Surabaya, Johnny. My God, and I still love you. Surabaya, Johnny. Asking where you got that peculiar name. But from one end of the coast to the other, you were known everywhere we came. And one day in a cheap hotel room, I'll wake up to the roar of the sea. And you leave without one word of warning on the ship waiting down at the quay. You have no heart, Johnny. You're just that, Johnny. How can you go, Johnny, and leave me like that? You're still my love, Johnny, like the day we met, Johnny. Take that damn pipe out of your mouth, you rat.
Surabaya, Johnny. No one's meaner than you. Surabaya, Johnny. My God, and I still love you. Surabaya, Johnny. Why I'm feeling so blue. You have no heart, Johnny. And I still love you so.
It's been night in here for years. It's been a single moment, the same nocturnal moment for 30 years. Inside Camra has been outside time. Outside the flow of time, but the seal is now broken.
Now, here's Tadpole.
This week, I have a dispatch from foreign journalist Alan Johnson. On the 8th of June this year, a ceremony was held by gay rights activists on the Adriatic island of Tremiti to remember the way Mussolini's fascists dealt with Italia's gays. This is from BBC Radio 4's Our Own Correspondent.
The Tremiti archipelago is a string of tiny islands almost lost in the vastness of the Adriatic. Beneath pine trees, white cliffs plunge into turquoise waters. Fishing boats come and go from little harbours on the rocky shore. And these days, holidaymakers are drawn to what they see as the peace and calm and beauty of the place. But it won't have looked or felt that way to a group of men who landed there back in the 1930s. They arrived in handcuffs and they were watched by guards. They'd been rounded up in places like Naples and Sicily. Their only crime, as the regime would see it, was that they were homosexuals. And they'd been condemned to internal exile on the island of San Domino. They hadn't fitted the image that Mussolini had wanted to project of Italian fascist manhood. persecution had flourished. It became possible for zealous police chiefs to arrest and send gay men to the islands, and hundreds endured this. None of these men is still alive, and none ever talked very publicly about their experience. The shame associated with homosexuality in the deeply conservative Italy of the 1930s seems to have smothered their story. But two researchers, Gianfranco Goretti and Tommaso Giartosi, have managed to piece together a picture of how the exiles lived. Their book, The City and the Island, describes the men as being housed in large dormitories. In this remote, desolate outpost, there was no electricity or running water, and there were limits on the extent to which the exiles could mix with the local community. Those who weren't being sent money by their families endured poverty. To supplement a tiny daily allowance, they were encouraged to try to work as tailors or shoemakers or barbers, perhaps. Then there was the mental anguish of what they'd been through. Their hidden sexuality had been suddenly and scandalously exposed. What that could mean is revealed by a 20-year-old exile, the son of a peasant family who was studying to be a priest when he was detained and sent to the island. In a letter, he pleads with the authorities to exonerate him. "Imagine the grief of my beloved father," he writes. "What a dishonour for him. How long must I suffer this humiliation?" And he begs for a chance to become a soldier and erase the stain on his character by serving the nation. But it seems that the daily routine imposed by the guards wasn't harsh, and that actually, in some ways, life wasn't all bad on the island. Years ago, the gay magazine Babylonia carried a very rare interview with a San Domino veteran, identified only as Giuseppe B. And he says that in the late 30s, at his home in the Naples area, you couldn't show yourself to be gay. You could barely leave the house. You feared arrest. But on the island, things were different. Almost unwittingly, the fascists had created a corner of Italy where you were expected to be openly gay. For the first time in their lives, the exiles were in a place where they could be themselves. Giuseppe said they'd prepare meals to welcome the arrival of newcomers or mark small celebrations. There was theatre, dramas were staged, and men could even dress as women if they wanted and nobody cared. And Giuseppe said that, obviously, there were romances, even fights, stabbings among the Sicilians over lovers. But of course, the way these men were treated is a dire indictment of the regime. Their sexuality was made to appear criminal. It is bitterly ironic that in the Italy of that time they could find a degree of freedom only on a prison island. Their experience is being remembered today on San Domino. Gay and lesbian rights activists have gathered there, and they'll put down a plaque that will be a permanent reminder of Mussolini's persecution of homosexuals. "This is necessary," said one of the activists, Ivan Scalfarotto, a member of parliament, "because nobody speaks of what happened in those years." And as he put it, for Italy's homosexuals, the suffering hasn't ended. He said that, of course, they were no longer shackled and shipped off to islands, but even now, they are not regarded as Class A citizens. Ivan said that there was still no real social stigma attached to homophobia here, and the state doesn't extend legal rights of any kind to gay or lesbian couples. Their struggle for equality goes on.
You are listening to TJ Tampa, out Frost. This is In the Window on Spirit Monks Radio. Broadcasted around the world at spiritboxradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritboxradio.com for scheduled playlists, archives and more.
Thank you, Ted.
I'm still not happy.
Yeah, whatevs. Now, four tracks from Slap Happy and Henry Cowell, who joined forces to make the album Desperate Straits. The first two are Some Questions About Hats and A Worm Is At Work.
Anyone wear uncanny hats? can one wear the hats? Can one wear feather hats? Concentrate on irate hats, radiate from hats, when sated vacant hats. Glass of open water, illicit to a lime, and no water trapped a hat.
Two from Slap Happy and Henry Cow are The Owl and Apes in Capes.
When the day has gone, see him waking. Thank you.
tired, it's at bedtime, come unsung. Story no song for some, sing songs hamstrung. Song for some, sing said song.
Griffin's eponymously named first album, we had three tracks: The Devil and the Farmer's Wife, next Sir Gavin Grimbold, and finally Touch and Go.
His helmet, a sword at his knee. Down came his saddle, all bloody to see. Home came his horse, but never. Grimbold rode out one day. saddled, he bridled, and booted rode he, and home came his good horse, but never came he.
There is a serious lack of sackbox in today's music scene, in my opinion. Now, Something Wicked This Way comes from the Enid.
Thank you.
Next, Magma with a track that in an Earth language, and in particular English, I guess might be called Mechanic Commander. For those not familiar with Magma, they sing in a language that they made up and have lots of umlauts that cause havoc with my file names. They have been going since 1969, and the French, I suppose that's not their fault. This is from 1973. That's it for this show. If you have been, thanks for listening.